The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Loreen Tuttle, and our special guest, Billy Gilbert.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dream. If you make me a part of your scheme, then day by day and year by year, let's have a smile for a smile, my dear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program.
Calling Dr. Valley, come to surgery.
Calling Professor Barrymore, come to nursery.
With a deep and sincere bow to those heroic men of science who devote their time and knowledge toward making our lives happier and healthier, we lend our efforts tonight to a satirical saga of science and serums entitled Dr. Valley's Greatest Triumph. In this humorous epic, I play the part of a healthy, handsome young intern.
Plastic surgery, no doubt.
Typecasting, my good man. And of course, to all those who know the Pyrotechnical Hospital and the happy little town of Bedside Manor, the fame of old, old, old Professor Barrymore is a tradition.
One old is sufficient. You don't have to rub it in, mon enfant.
Sorry, John, but...
Calling Dr. Valley.
Calling Dr. Valley.
Calling Dr. Valley.
Calling Dr. Valley.
All day long, all I hear is this song in my ear.
Calling Dr. Valley.
And my time's not my own, every chime of the phone is.
Calling Dr. Valley.
When a lady's lips invite and her eyes are sparkling bright, it's just a fever, and I treat her like a brother. And when I hold a lady's hand, it's not for love, you understand, for I have to hold a wristwatch in the other. I would like to take a bride, for our honeymoon we'd hide in some secluded spot in Valley Valley. But imagine my dismay if on my wedding day I'd hear...
Calling Dr. Valley.
Calling Dr. Valley.
Calling Dr. Valley. Report to Professor Barrymore in surgery. Calling Dr. Valley. Report to Professor Barrymore in surgery.
Professor Barrymore sent for me.
Professor Barrymore is operating.
Scalpel, scissors, tweezers. Nurse, mop my forehead. Scalpel. Now, dressing. More dressing. Quickly. Needle and suture. Now 12 stitches. There.
Brilliant work, Professor.
Wonderful.
Well, nurse, don't stand there. Take the turkey down and put it in the oven.
Professor Barrymore, I believe you sent for me, sir.
Yes, I want to talk to you, my boy. Dr. Valley, how long have you been an intern here at Pyrotechnical Hospital?
Well, let's see. It'll be a year, come Mrs. Murphy's liver.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Murphy was a long liver. Dr. Valley, when you first came here, you started to develop a serum to cure colds. You were going to rid humanity of its worst ailment. But lately, you have neglected your cold cure. Why?
Well, I've had a cold.
Oh, no, you haven't. I have diagnosed your ailment.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean?
Dr. Valley, you are suffering from a severe case of love. And that, take it from me, my boy, is worse than the whooping cough.
But, sir, love isn't like the whooping cough. You may not know it, Professor Barrymore, but you can't quarantine yourself against women.
Do tell. Now you listen to me, Rudy. Take me advice. And keep away from that red-headed nurse, Loreen.
But I love her, Professor. I love her. I love her.
Is there an echo in this room? Oh, I know I'm asking. It's tough, I know. Woo! That I'm talking like Billy Gilbert. When I was your age, I too was in love with a nurse.
Yes, I know. She must have been a wonderful girl. Florence Nightingale.
Rudy, my boy, forget this nurse and concentrate on your cold serum. Why, a great discovery like that would be worth more than all the women in the world. Just think of a world without coals.
Yes, but think of a world without women.
I'd rather think of a world without coals.
But, Professor Barrymore, only last week I injected 2 guinea pigs with my cold serum and, well...
Well?
No, not well at all. Frankly, sir, I am disheartened, disgusted, despondent, dejected, and discouraged.
You ain't very happy, are you, kid?
No, I'm not, sir. Maybe I should give up trying to be a doctor.
No, son. Don't say that. Why, you young doctors have a lot of it easier than when I first started to practice medicine way back in that little country town of way back.
This is most revealing. You were a country doctor, sir.
Son, I was the pasteur of the pasture. Way back in 1920, I delivered 10 little baby girls that I never got a cent for. A doctor should have the right to take back babies he doesn't get paid for. There ought to be a law.
But, Dr. Barrymore, those baby girls are 21 by now.
Yes, sir. There ought to be a law. Now, Rudy, think about what I've said. Perfect your cold serum and stop pursuing this Titian siren. This
nurse to you, Professor.
And nurse to you, Doctor. I didn't want to say that. That really isn't an ad lib. It's written right down. But you forced me to. You see, my son, I may not be here much longer. My work is about finished.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean?
I mean, I've done enough. In fact, I've done a little too much.
How true.
My boy, you must perfect that cold serum before I go. And the way I felt this morning, I'm going fast.
If my serum means so much to you, Professor, I'll seek out Lorene and bring our romance to an untimely end.
Rudy, my boy, science and I are grateful. Go and tell Lorene, if she's not busy tonight, to give me a ring.
Lorene!
Oh, Rudy! I've been looking all over the hospital for you. Where have you been?
Well, I've been busy in my laboratory with my guinea pigs.
Your guinea pigs? Rudy, you haven't forgotten that we're going to the hospital dance tonight. The appendix hop.
Lorene, I can't take you to the appendix hop tonight.
You mean?
Yes. I mean the appendix is out. Professor Barrymore has made me promise that I wouldn't marry you until I have conquered the cold germ.
Oh, you and your germs. Sometimes I think you're the silly silly.
Lorene, darling, don't you know how I feel about you?
No, I don't know. And I don't care, too.
That's funny. Everyone knows but you. Every blessed friend I know calls me lucky so-and-so. They can tell a lover's glow. Everyone knows but you. Even on the darkest night, when the moon is out of sight, surely you can see the light. Everyone knows but you. Not that I'm afraid to say, I love you, I do. To me it's clear, but still I fear. I must go slow until I know my heart agrees with you. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you hear it in my sighs? Doesn't something put you wise? Everyone knows
but you.
That's very sweet, Rudy. But what about tonight's dance?
I have it. Why don't you go to the dance with Professor Barrymore?
Professor Barrymore? Can he jitterbug?
Well, he is a bit baggy-waggy for the boogie-woogie.
Oh, Rudy Toody, let me stay and help you with your sniffling piggy-wiggy.
I couldn't, Lorene. It's too dangerous. You go to the dance with Professor Barrymore.
What makes you think that isn't dangerous?
When science calls, mine's not to reason why. I'm off to the laboratory. Am I getting it?
Now, before Dr. Valley returns to his experimenting, we'd like to tell you about some experimenting that the Seal Test Laboratory Kitchen has been doing. You see, we knew that millions of you housewives would be wondering what to substitute for meat during Lent. So, for months, our Seal Test Kitchen staff has been creating new recipes to answer that very question. And the result is a handsome 12-page booklet of original recipes and menus for Lenten days, which every one of you may have absolutely free.
You mean every housewife may have this beautiful recipe book without a penny of cost?
Exactly.
Why, just look at these appetizing Lenten recipes. Jellied plum and cottage cheese salad, cottage cheese fruit salad platter, cottage cheese and parsnip fritters, and, oh, dozens of others.
And let me point out two things. First, every one of those recipes is planned for economy. Second, many of them call for Seal Test cottage cheese, that delicious food which supplies so many nutritious elements. And what a surprise is in store for you when you taste Seal Test cottage cheese. It's so light and fluffy, so tastefully fresh in flavor, so creamy rich through and through.
Well, I'm certainly going to try it in these new recipes. But tell me, how can housewives get a free copy of your recipe book?
Just write a note and put it in your Seal Test milk bottle. Ask for the new Seal Test food advisor. And why not order some of that delicious Seal Test cottage cheese at the same time? Or you may get your food advisor by sending a postal card to Seal Test Kitchen, 230 Park Avenue, New York City. We'll tell you a little later where to buy Seal Test products in your community. Back in his laboratory, we find our young intern, Dr. Valley, his handsome face beaming over a hot Bunsen burner. Is this the smile of victory? I don't know.
At long last, I've got it. I've done it. I think. Calling Professor Barrymore. Come at once to my laboratory. Come at once. At long success, last.
You evidently wanted to see me, Valley, my boy.
Yes, Professor Barrymore, I have great news for you. Great news.
You mean they settled out of court?
No, I mean guinea pig number 3 has responded to my cold serum. He hasn't coughed or sneezed for the past hour.
I knew you'd do it, son. Congratulations.
It's you who deserve congratulations, sir. Why, without you, I should have given up.
Given up? What kind of talk is that from a scientist? Suppose Dr. Lister had given up. Suppose Dr. Ehrlich had given up. Suppose Louis Pasteur had given up.
It would have been a terrible blow to Warner Brothers. You know, sir, until a few minutes ago, I felt sure that my experiment was a failure.
Son, all of us make mistakes.
I hated to think of letting you down. After all, you've known me all my life. You brought me into this world.
Son, all of us make mistakes.
Thank you, sir. I'm so grateful to you for showing me the way to make my great contribution to science. I'm so happy I could sing.
A song cue if ever I heard one.
In a manner accidental, with a mind experimental, I have given to the world a serum. Being mentally prolific, in a manner scientific, I've arisen to present my serum. Though all my experiments have failed before, I just laugh at failure and invent some more. I feel certain it'll cure 'em. If it doesn't, I assure them, I'll feel sorry for them and my serum. It will cure a dog or rabies. It will help anemic babies. Won't you take a chance and try my serum? If a man with pains rheumatic has ambitions acrobatic, he will dance if he will try my serum. If my serum fails to work and the piggy cries, I'll admit my error and apologize. Awfully sorry, old chap. My nerves are very steady. If you say so, I am ready for the cause of science and my serum. Now, Professor Barrymore, I'm off to see Loreen, my sweet Loreen.
Not so fast, my lovesick intern. One science at a time.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean?
I mean that the mere fact that you cured a head cold in a grunting, glubbering guinea pig doesn't signify that you knew the same for a wheezing human.
Alas, I'm afraid you're right, sir. I must try my serum on a human being. I need a human guinea pig.
Stop looking at me.
I've got to find someone with a cold. I've just got to find someone with a cold.
Excuse me, please, fellas. I just came in to wash up the windows.
As you were saying, Valley, what we need for your serum is a man with a cold.
Yes, if we could only find someone with a cold. Someone with a cold, you know, John? Someone with a cold.
Now that the symphony is over, I have an uncle in Schenectady who has a terrible cold.
There must be someone closer. There must be someone closer than Schenectady with a cold.
Excuse me, please, fellas, but did I hear you say somebody that they're looking for someone with a cold?
Yes.
Well, I hope you find one.
Barry! Who is this fugitive from a Gesundheit?
This is the hospital window washer, I think. His name is Billy Gilbert. This is the great Professor Barrymore, Mr. Gilbert.
Oh, Barrymore, pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you.
Say, Rudy, maybe we ought to get out of here until this thing blows over.
But, Professor, this is just the man we need. This man obviously has a cold.
My God, you're right, my good man. Stick out your tongue and say, ah.
Ah. Wider. Open your mouth wider.
Ah.
What do you see down there, Professor?
He looks like an abandoned coal mine.
Oh.
Listen to me, you overstuffed blimp. The city provides health centers for people like you. Have you ever considered using clinics?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I sneeze, instead of using a handshake sniff, I use clinics.
Look, Billy, I'd like to treat you with my cold serum. It's my theory, Professor, that this man's sneeze is caused by an unusual allergy, a bodily reaction to some particular food.
That's a dandy diagnosis, my boy. Before we go any further with this wheezing windbag, let's check on everything he eats.
How can we find out everything he eats?
Just put his vest under a microscope.
There must be a simpler way. Mr. Gilbert, won't you tell us what your entire diet consists of?
Oh, sugar and spice and everything's nice. But practically, totally, it's BIMS.
BIMS?
Yes, of course. BIMS, you know. Is a Boston bag BIMS. It comes like there's a whole... you eat it with... Everybody knows who is BIMS.
In all my travels from Zanzibar to Zanuck, I have never heard of BIMS.
Ah, BIMS, for heaven's sake. You sit down to the table and you eat it with it. You push the fork and it comes, there's...
those little bitty lumps.
Lumps! Of course it's the lumps. You try. Listen, you look for it. It's in the plate, the whole thing. You push away the ketchup and there is the beer. You know, beams, lima beams, porking beams, string beams.
Human beams?
Yeah, no. That's another kind of beam.
Come, Valley. There's no use questioning any further. Let's give this weasel the needle.
Now, wait a minute. You mean you're going to... No. You don't stick no needle into me.
But it won't hurt much. Just roll up your sleeve.
But I'm all cured. Look, I don't sneeze anymore. See?
All right. Have it your way. Nurse, bring in the plate of beams.
No. Not that. Anything but beams. Look, see, it's stopping me.
Just as I thought. Quick, valet, the needle.
One needle coming up. Here goes the zero.
No. I feel good. Oh, so good.
Hey, now listen to me, Gilbert.
Yes, dear.
Valley, are you sure you gave him the right serum?
Positive, I think. Now, in a few hours, my serum should take effect. Then, if Billy doesn't sneeze when I show him a plate of Bims, the cold serum will be success.
Now, a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? The hours seem like centuries to our hero, the young Dr. Valley, since he inoculated the human guinea pig, Billy Gilbert, with his cold serum. Will it be successful? I don't know.
Rudy, dear, why are you so nervous? Why are you pacing to and fro? Fro and to?
Darling, can't you understand? Can't you understand what this experiment means to me? All I've done day after day, night after night, is experiment, experiment, experiment. And none of them successful. I shall go mad. Mad!
I may be superstitious, dear, but sometimes I think you're a failure.
In just a few minutes, we'll know. We'll feed patient Gilbert some beans. If he eats them and doesn't sneeze, we shall wed?
Why? Why, Dr. Valley, sir? Whatever do you mean?
I mean every word I say, just as I mean every word of this here now song.
People like me were meant to meet people like you. I never knew my heart would beat for people like you. I didn't know until this moment what I was waiting for. Some very special kind of angel just for me to adore. People like me were meant to love people like you. We spend our time just dreaming of people like you. I just found out this very moment, now I know that it's true, that people like me were meant to meet. People like you.
Calling Dr. Valley. Professor Barrymore says patient Gilbert is ready. Calling Dr. Valley.
Come, Lorene. Our fate hangs in the balance.
Well, how do you feel now, my human snuff box?
Oh, I feel beautiful, gorgeous, delicious. I feel pretty good.
Professor, how is he?
He's fine, my son. Now we're ready for the final test.
Lorene, my queen, bring in the beans.
I'm sick of beans. Beans, beans, beans. Marching up and down again. Beans, beans.
He thinks the lassie is a bit off the beam.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean?
Here, Doctor. Here are those things.
Here, Billy, eat these beans. The suspense is awful.
I can't shave. Oh, say, look, Doctor. Oh, I'm so happy. The beams just don't make me sneeze anymore. Oh, yum, yum.
We've done it, Professor. We've done it. My cold serum has actually de-sneezed this bean bag.
Congratulations, my son. You've conceived the discovery of the age.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Bah, my dream has come true. The past 100 years has been a great century for medicine, and I wanted to be in at the end of it.
It's only natural, sir. You were there at the start of it.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Can I go now?
Yes, Billy. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, I'm so happy. Well, goodbye now.
So long, Billy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Light it.
Oh,
it's coming.
Oh, Mr. Gilbert, please don't sneeze, please. For my sake.
Okay. I don't sneeze for your sake. But for my sake. Sorry.
You're sorry. I'm unhappy. Undone.
And I'm unwed.
Lorene, I'm terribly, horribly sorry. I think I'm going.
Hey, you sneeze good for an amateur, Mr. Wally.
Well, Rudy, you don't mean that you... I... Now I've got it.
This is a fine litter of guinea pigs. We've all been contaminated by this...
What kind of a place is this? Everybody's got a cold. You can... Hey! Hey! Is there a doctor in the hospital?
Calling Dr. Valley.
I'll give you a heart for a moment. I don't suppose there ever was a hospital like Pyrotechnical Hospital, and I don't suppose there ever will be. But we know that all of you are with us in our sincere admiration for the real men and women in white who perform their daily miracles in the great hospitals of our land. Tonight, we of the motion picture industry feel deeply honored. For the first time, the President of the United States will open the annual dinner of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences with an address broadcast over a nationwide web network. Next Thursday, John and I will be back with another satirical opus full of fun and music, and we're looking forward to having you with us. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcast.
National Broadcasting Company.